This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. George W. Bush delivers his State of the Union address tonight to an American public that has become broadly dissatisfied with his domestic agenda, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. The Washington Post reports that the public believes Democrats would do a better job on domestic issues such as the economy, prescription drugs for the elderly, health insurance, Medicare, the budget deficit, immigration, and taxes. On the question of who is most trusted to handle the nation's major problems, Bush is roughly even with Democrats, ahead 45% to 44%, down from an 18-point advantage he enjoyed just 9 months ago. Music and colorful banners led a festive Martin Luther King Day celebration in downtown Atlanta, while other observations across the nation were marked by struggles to define the meaning of the holiday and the civil rights leader's legacy. Anti-war sentiments were still strong Monday among the thousands in the annual march through King's hometown, and many carried signs denouncing George W. Bush's foreign and domestic policies. One protester carried a sign that said, "Bush and dreams don't mix." Tens of thousands of Shiite Muslims marched in Baghdad on Monday to demand early elections, the biggest public display of Shiite political power since the collapse of Saddam Hussein's Sunni-dominated regime. The protest aimed to send a message to the United Nations and the White House that Shiites will not accept transfer of power by regional caucuses instead of by a direct vote, as the Shiite clergy demands. U.S. and Iraqi officials yesterday asked the United Nations to send a team to study the possibility of holding elections in Iraq. Secretary General Kofi Annan indicated that he was leaning towards granting the request, but wanted more details. Saddam Hussein's former U.N. envoy accused the United States of deliberately sowing chaos in Iraq to prevent democracy from taking hold. In interviews with the Associated Press on Saturday and Monday, former Iraqi U.N. envoy Mohammed al-Duri denounced the U.S. plan to create an appointed legislative body in Iraq and demanded free, direct elections instead. He accused the U.S. of creating chaos in occupied Iraq as an excuse to avoid direct elections of a new government. More news after this.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's national park system is one of the best ideas our country ever had, and I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK, 1-800-NATPARK. That's just too much to lose.
Mike Rowe thinks it's funny that his catchy name for a website design company sounds a lot like Microsoft. The software giant, however, is not amused. Microsoft Corporation and its attorneys have demanded that he give up his domain name, MikeRowSoft.com. In November, he received a letter from Microsoft's lawyers informing him he was committing copyright infringement. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
What is one of the most dangerous things you can do when you get seriously ill? Go to the hospital. Talk about catch-22. You're sick and you're told by your doctor to go to the hospital, but no one tells you the deadly little secret of today's hospitals. They kill. They kill because they have inadequate infection control practices. Patients going in for a particular problem often acquire infections from the hospital itself, often causing death. Lots of deaths. The Center for Disease Control reports that nearly 90,000 Americans a year die from these hospital infections. That's more than die from auto accidents and homicides combined. About 2 million patients a year catch infections from their hospitals, one of every 20 people who go in. What could be done? A huge step forward would be the simplest one, hand washing. Infections could be cut by more than half if there was an effective program for all medical personnel to wash their hands regularly, especially washing with alcohol hand rubs. Yet hospitals, apparently watching their bottom lines, don't have such a system in place, and none are required to put it in place. On the other hand, some hospitals do an excellent job of preventing infections. How are you to know the good from the bad? You can't. Believe it or not, there's no requirement that hospitals report or publicly disclose their infection rates so we patients can decide which is the best place for us. Luckily, some states are pushing mandatory disclosure laws. Unluckily, hospital lobbyists are pushing a bill in Congress that would preempt the ability of states to require this disclosure, instead setting up a voluntary federal program for reporting infection rates, and even these voluntary reports would be kept from the public. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is stupid. Consumers Union is fighting for full disclosure. Join them at StopHospitalInfections.org.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey,
and
there's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
It's time we'll say goodbye to the music. Say goodbye to the song.
Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcement. our announcer, not our announcement. Tonight we are going, momentarily, we're going to take the State of the Union message by Too Stupid to Be Anything But a Meter Reader. We're going to take that live, so stick around. That way you don't have to leave your computer and go watch it on television. You can stay right where you are. Or if you're listening on Sirius Satellite, you'll be able to hear it on this particular program, and if you're listening on the radio. So how about that? We are covering all the bases tonight. You can jump in with your running commentary anytime. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, as you well know. Plus, we're going to play some of Howard Dean's rally speech last night and raise the question, why all the flying monkeys and the television pundits are all upset by what he said? It did knock Bush off the radar screen, so who cares, right? Some great stuff from Howard Dean. Also, some good stuff from Wes Clark. And just a whole bunch of folks will be joining us via various quotes and Bart Kopp and New York Times, Washington. But wherever I can steal stuff today, I've got it. So stick around. It was less than a year ago when the lying snake George Bush stood in the very same spot he's going to stand tonight and address the American public. And he said, quote, the British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production. That was January 28th last year when the lies just tumbled out of this pig's mouth like there was no tomorrow.
Oh, Mike, why do you call names so much? Why are you such a name caller?
After that, on March 16th of last year, Dick Cheney said, let's talk about the nuclear proposition for a minute. We know that based on intelligence, Hussein has been very, very good at hiding these kinds of efforts. He's had years to get good at it. We know he's been absolutely devoted to trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and we believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons. And then there was Secretary of State Colin Powell, February 5th last, quote, there could be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce many, many more, and he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. So there we have the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of State all lying through their teeth to the American public. One more, Ari Fleischer. The President of the United States and the Secretary of Defense would not assert as plainly and bluntly as they have that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction if it was not true and if they did not have a solid basis for saying it. So there you have the gruesome foursome spreading the lies, the deceit, and the sickness across the fruited plain, border to border, coast to coast. Let's join Mr. Bush.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Boo!
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 Yeah. Sit down! Ah, you mother's underwear. Boo! Yeah. Sit down! Go back to Texas! Hey, you dork! Get out of here! Hey, sit down! Boy, that's a dumb-looking red tie. Get out of here! Hey,
boo!
Mr. Speaker.
Boo!
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens.
They all have red ties on.
America this evening is a nation called to great responsibilities, and we are rising to meet them.
Looks like a Communist Party rally.
As we gather tonight, hundreds of thousands of American servicemen and women
are dying,
are deployed across the world in the war on terror. By bringing hope to the oppressed,
yeah,
and delivering justice to the violent, they are making America more secure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they sure are, George, making America more secure, yeah. Everybody stand. All right, standing O. The Joint Chiefs of Staff all stand up. Oh, wait a minute. They have a couple of junior officers there. What's up with this?
Each day, law enforcement personnel and intelligence officers are tracking terrorist threats. Analysts are examining airline passenger lists.
Oh, good.
The men and women of our new Homeland Security Department are patrolling our coasts and borders.
And breaking into your houses.
And vigilance is protecting America.
Yes. Thank God. Thank you, George. They're taking away your privacy rights, opening your mail. By God, we'll find them.
Proving once again to be the hardest working people in the world.
And not making anything.
The economy is growing stronger. The tax relief you passed is working.
Slow down, George. Give them a chance to cheer. Slow down, Bush. Now you'll notice here that the Democrat side of the chambers here are remaining seated.
Tonight, members of Congress can take pride in the great works of compassion and reform that skeptics had thought impossible.
And bankruptcy.
You're raising the standards for our public schools.
And war.
And you're giving our senior citizens prescription drug coverage under Medicare.
That will do nothing for them. Nothing. Hey, step right up. Come get your discount card. Yeah.
And now we face a choice. We can go forward with confidence and resolve.
Or vote for me again.
Or we can turn back to the dangerous illusion that terrorists are not plotting and outlaw regimes are no threat to us.
And I'm scared to death of Wesley
Clark.
We
can press on with economic growth and reforms in education and Medicare, or we can turn back to old policies and old divisions.
Yeah.
We've not come all this way through tragedy and trial
and Valium
and war
and Valium
only to falter and leave our work unfinished. Americans are rising to the tasks of history, and they expect the same from us. In their efforts, their enterprise, and their character.
What?
The American people are showing that the state of our union is confident and strong.
And it will be much better when you're gone.
Our greatest responsibility is the active defense of the American people.
No.
28 months have passed since September the 11th, 2001.
And guess what?
Over 2 years without an attack on American soil.
Yeah!
And it is tempting to believe that the danger is behind us.
But it's not.
That hope is understandable, comforting, and false.
And false, right. Yeah.
The killing has continued in Bali.
Bali?
Jakarta. Casablanca.
Afghanistan.
Riyadh. Mombasa.
Mbasa?
Jerusalem,
Istanbul,
and Baghdad.
The terrorists
continue to plot against America and the civilized world.
What about Afghanistan?
By our will and courage, this danger will be defeated.
Yeah! Damn right!
God, this makes me sick.
Inside the United States, where the war began, we must continue to give our homeland security and law enforcement personnel every tool they need to defend us.
Yeah.
And one of those essential tools is the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Which allows federal law enforcement to better share information, to track terrorists, to disrupt their cells, and to seize their assets.
Look at your medical records.
For years, we have used similar
disrupt the Constitution.
To catch embezzlers and drug traffickers.
Kill your dog.
If these methods are good for hunting criminals, they are even more important for hunting terrorists.
Oh, yeah! Damn right! Hunt them sons of bitches down! Hunt them! Hunt them! Lots of terrorists over here.
The provisions of the Patriot Act are set to expire next year.
No!
The terrorist threat.
You go, Democrats. Yeah.
The terrorist threat will not expire on that schedule.
Oh, there's Tom DeLay. There's the bug man.
Look at him. Look, he's sucking up that bug juice. Look at that sneer. Look at him. You weasel.
Law enforcement needs this vital legislation to protect our citizens. You need to renew the Patriot Act.
Yeah, okay.
This is sick.
America is on the offensive against the terrorists who started this war.
I feel like I'm at a Nazi
Last
party
March,
rally here.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a mastermind
Mohammed.
Of September the 11th, awoke to find himself in the custody of U.S. and Pakistani authorities.
That's going to happen to you someday, too.
Last August the 11th brought the capture of the terrorist Hambali.
How about the terrorist Bush?
Who was a key player in the attack in Indonesia that killed over 200 people.
How about the terrorist Bush?
We're tracking al-Qaeda around the world.
Yeah.
And nearly two-thirds of their known leaders
are in Detroit.
Have been captured or killed. Thousands of very skilled and determined military personnel are on the manhunt.
In St. Louis.
Going after the remaining killers who hide in cities and caves. And one by one, we will bring these terrorists to justice.
We will! By God! We'll get to... How about Osama bin Laden, you jackass? But get them ones up there in Buffalo, New York. Them the ones we want.
Time to take a break. Oh, thank God. Give us a break. Oh.
So, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
I've seen a sign of you. I only heard that you hogging up the I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Welcome back to the show that you have to listen to because there are no other shows on mainstream media channels. Although I do want to talk more about me and how Bush is the second coming of God, I'll take a call or two. Okay, Bill in Kansas City. Oh, you want to compliment me? Well, let's get you on the air.
I was just calling to let everybody know that on January 19th, Sirius Left Stream 145 is switching to 143. You suck, and so does your show.
I'm not sure how that call made it through our church-going call screeners, but it won't happen again. This show's about me, right, Kenneth in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Sirius Left Stream 145 changing to 143 on January 19th is very important news, because that's where you can hear good talk radio, not the crap you're putting out.
What?
Loser.
I'm the best thing to happen to radio, and you all know that. That's right. Don't you?
Sirius Left Stream 145 is changing to 143 on January 19th. Still the best political talk radio, but just on a different channel.
Cut to a commercial and play some patriotic music. They'll be back.
No, they won't.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
All right, we got to take a break from this just for a couple of minutes. I'm about ready to toss my cookies. It's 24 past the hour. What did Bush say just a couple of minutes ago referring to Iraq? He said Iraq is free. I guess in Bush's fevered, empty brain, freedom is what Iraq is experiencing. Let's see. The country is occupied by a foreign power. Its officials are appointed by that foreign power. Its citizens must carry ID cards. This is a free Iraq. The citizens of Iraq must submit to searches of their persons and cars at checkpoints and roadblocks. This is freedom. They must be in their homes by curfew time. Freedom. Many towns are ringed with barbed wire. Bush said they're free. The occupiers, that's us, have imposed strict gun control laws, which prevents ordinary citizens from defending themselves. They're free, you see. They trade with some countries, or I should say trade with countries is banned by the occupying authorities. That's us. This is free Iraq. The occupiers, that's us, have decreed that certain electoral outcomes won't be permitted. You'll vote the way we tell you to vote, you little brown bastards, or you won't vote at all. Families are held hostage in free Iraq until they reveal the whereabouts of wanted resistors. Sort of like the Nazis held innocent French people hostage during World War II. This is freedom in Iraq. Protests are outlawed. People, the Iraqis have been told, you protest the occupying force and you will be jailed or shot. Private homes are raided or demolished now, just like the Israelis do to the Palestinians. There's no due process of law in Iraq. The occupiers have created a phony currency. This is freedom? Is that what Bush said? This is freedom in Iraq? Oh, my God.
Different threats require different strategies. Along with nations in the region, we're insisting that North Korea eliminate its nuclear program.
Oh, who?
America and the international community are demanding that Iran meet its commitments and not develop nuclear weapons. America is committed to keeping the world's most dangerous weapons out of the hands of the most dangerous regimes.
And in my hands, me! Give them to me! Yeah! I'm George Bush! Keep them in my hands! You trust me!
When I came to this rostrum on September the 20th, 2001, I brought the police shield of a fallen officer.
Did you bring any Saudis with you?
And a task that does not end.
When you came to the rostrum there, as you call it, Mr. Bush, did you bring any Saudis, any of your business partner? Oh, no, that's right. You let them all fly out of the country. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Given by one has been kept by many. You and the Congress have provided the resources for our defense and cast the difficult votes of war and peace.
Hey, George, how about that 911 investigation, pal? What do you found out there, huh?
Intelligence personnel and diplomats have been skilled and tireless. And the men and women of the American military, they have taken the hardest duty.
That's right, and I'm going to keep killing them. You know, I'm up to 500 now. By God, if I'm here next year, it'll be 1,000.
We have seen the joy when they return. And felt the sorrow when one is lost.
And we've seen the pain when they go to apply for their VA benefits that I've just slashed to ribbons.
From the deck of a carrier in the Pacific to a mess hall in Baghdad.
No, not the Pacific, San Diego Harbor.
You're listening tonight. And I want you and your families to know
that I don't give a damn what happens to any of you. I just want you to go die.
This Congress will give you the resources you need to fight and win the war on terror.
Yeah, sure we will. Yeah, there's a Santa Claus and an Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy and hell, I got a million of them. Stick around, suckers.
We share a vision of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and in security.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Travel can be terrible for animals that are smuggled through the black market. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. When it comes to pets, the United States imports more wild birds, reptiles, fish, and other animals than any other country in the world. Most of these animals enter the country through legal channels, but many are smuggled in, and the traveling often kills them. Craig Hoover is deputy director of the North America Office of Traffic. It's an international organization that monitors trade in wild animals and animal products. Hoover says smuggled animals are often carried under poor conditions. He saw a lot of this when he worked as a wildlife inspector at international ports and airports.
The number of ways that animals are smuggled, for example, into the United States, really boggles the mind. I've seen everything from birds stuffed into tennis ball cans, inserted into false compartments in vehicles. I had an individual who tried to smuggle a live toucan taped to the small of his back. There have been examples of primates, small monkeys that have been smuggled inside hand luggage. Really, the list goes on, and it becomes more and more bizarre the more stories you hear about it.
Hoover says the mortality rate for smuggled animals is high. According to some estimates, for every bird that survives the smuggling, as many as five might die along the way.
However, because the profits can be so large, smugglers still find it worth it to smuggle in 10 animals with the hope that just a few of them make it, they're still going to turn a profit.
Hoover says pet shoppers can help stop these practices. They can ask for documentation that an animal, such as a bird or reptile, was raised by a domestic breeder or was imported through legal means. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Entering a flying monkey-free zone. Here's Mike Malloy.
Boy, not tonight. We are surrounded by flying monkeys. During the break, it finally has occurred to me in watching this guy, George W. Bush. This is the longest I have watched him in I guess since the last State of the Union address. But it is this one that finally drives it home. If I had any doubt how much I loathe this fake toy president, how much this George W. Bush is a disgusting blemish on the face of America. It is just astonishing to sit here and listen to this. But what the hell? We're all into masochistic tendencies. Let's get back to it.
I believe that God has planted in every human heart the desire to live in freedom. And even when that desire is crushed by tyranny for decades, it will rise again.
And I believe God has put a desire for heterosexual marriage in everybody's heart, too. I do. I do believe that. I don't think he's going to come down and pinch my head off and throw it into hell so the demons can use it as a soccer ball. I don't. Thank you very much.
As long as the Middle East remains a place of tyranny and despair and anger, it will continue to produce Men in movements that threaten the safety of America and our friends.
Men in movements? Wait a minute.
So America is pursuing a forward strategy of freedom in the greater Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
We will challenge the enemies of reform, confront the allies of terror, and expect a higher standard from our friend.
Friend.
To cut through the barriers of hateful propaganda, the Voice of America and
Singular.
Other broadcast services are expanding their programming in Arabic and Persian.
Oh, good.
And soon a new television service will begin providing reliable news and information across the region.
Fox News Channel, I guess.
A proposal to double the budget of the National Endowment for Democracy and to focus its new work on the development of free elections.
National Endowment for Democracy? Damn, boy, does that sound like a front organization, doesn't it?
We will finish the historic work of democracy in Afghanistan and Iraq so those nations can light the way for others and help transform a troubled part of the world.
Yes! Thank you, Jesus! I love Africa. I love... What, we're not talking
America
about...
America is a nation with a mission, and that mission comes from our most basic beliefs.
Money!
We have no desire to dominate, no ambitions of empire. Our aim is a democratic peace, a peace founded upon the dignity and rights of every man and woman. America acts in this cause with friends and allies at our side.
Uh-huh.
Yet we understand our special calling.
Yeah, Jesus called
this us. This great republic.
Yes,
will
amen.
Lead the cause of freedom.
Hallelujah!
Well, there's Condoleezza Rice. She looks like she forgot her dose of Metamucil last night, just sitting there all pinched up. Just kind of pinched looking.
Years, adversity has also revealed the fundamental strengths of the American economy.
Yeah.
We've come through recession and terrorist attack.
Thank God.
And corporate scandals.
Yes, we have.
And the uncertainties of war.
And we're just making a fortune now.
And because you acted to stimulate our economy with tax relief, this economy is strong.
Yeah.
And growing stronger.
Yes. Hell yeah. All this stuff you hear about. I've cost this economy 2.5 million jobs. Don't believe it. That's that damn Howard Dean talking.
You have doubled the child tax credit from $500 to $1,000. Reduced the marriage penalty.
Woo-hoo!
Begun to phase out the death tax.
Yeehaw!
Reduced taxes on capital gains and stock dividends.
Yee-hee!
Cut taxes on small businesses.
Woo-hoo!
And you have lowered taxes for every American who pays income taxes.
Yee-hee-hee!
Americans took those dollars.
Yeah. And went to Walmart.
Driving this economy forward.
Yeah.
The pace of economic growth in the third quarter of 2003 was the fastest in nearly 20 years.
But it's been revised, George.
New home construction.
Yeah.
The highest in almost 20 years. Home ownership rates, the highest ever.
That's because interest rates are at 1%, you moron.
Inflation is low. Interest rates are low.
Yeah.
Exports are growing. Productivity is high. And jobs are on the rise.
Yes, sir. I've done it all. I've done all this. I have. I'm your president.
Boy, you talk about a house divided. Are you watching this? Not a single Democrat clapping.
These numbers confirm that the American people are using their money far better than government would have, and you were right to return it.
And you're stupid. God, you people
America's
are stupid.
The growing economy is also a changing economy.
Yeah.
As technology transforms the way almost every job is done.
They all go to India.
America becomes more productive, and workers need new skills.
Like fast food service.
Much of our job growth will be found in high-skilled fields like healthcare and biotechnology. So we must respond by helping more Americans gain the skills to find good jobs.
Stem cell research.
In our new economy.
Yeah.
All skills begin with the basics of reading and math, which are supposed to be learned in the early grades of our schools.
Yeah.
Yet for too long, for too many children, those skills were never mastered. By passing the No Child Left Behind Act, you have made the expectation of literacy the law of our country.
Of course, you didn't fund it, but that's
all
right.
We're providing more funding for our schools.
No,
no.
36% increase since 2001. No, you lying turkey.
We're requiring higher standards.
Yeah.
We are regularly testing every child on the fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
We're reporting results to parents and making sure they have better options when schools are not performing.
Or we'll lock them up.
We are making progress toward excellence for every child in America.
Yes, we are. By God. They're all getting smart. They're all good looking. None of them have bad breath. God, this is a great country, isn't it?
But the status quo always has defenders. Some want to undermine the No Child Left Behind Act by weakening standards and accountability.
Yeah, somebody with sense.
Yet the results we require are really a matter of common sense.
Oh.
We expect third graders to read and do math at the third grade level.
Let's bring your Secretary of Education, Rod Paige, out here, George, and talk about those wonderful results down there in Houston that we have found to be all lies and horse feather. No, never mind.
Children along from grade to grade without them learning the basics. I refuse to give up on any child. And the No Child Left Behind Act is opening the door of opportunity to all of America's children.
Yes, it sure is. We need a bunch of people who know how to supersize them fries. We need people who know how to drive cabs. No offense to a buddy out there in Santa Fe. We need people who know how to answer the phone.
We must ensure that older students and adults can gain the skills they need to find work now. Many of the fastest-growing occupations require strong math and science preparation and training beyond the high school level. So tonight I propose a series of measures called Jobs for the 21st Century.
Most of them are at Starbucks.
This program will provide extra help to middle and high school students who fall behind in reading and math.
Of course, that's Starbucks in India.
Expand advanced placement programs in low-income schools. Invite math and science professionals from the private sector to teach part-time in our high schools. I propose larger Pell Grants for students who prepare for college with demanding courses in high school.
We want those people to teach part-time because there ain't no money to hire teachers.
I propose increasing our support for America's fine community colleges so they can...
Of course, I ain't going to give any money for that either. It's like my AIDS proposal last time around. Oh, you remember that, don't you? Oh, you people are dumb.
I do so they can train workers for industries that are creating the most new jobs by all these actions.
Yeah.
We'll help more and more Americans to join in the growing prosperity of our country. Job training is important, and so is job creation. We must continue to pursue an aggressive pro-growth economic agenda.
We need more people open doors to them fancy places in New York and the street sweepers. Yeah, that's it.
Business on the issue of taxes. The tax reductions you passed are set to expire. Unless you act, the unfair tax on marriage will go back up.
Oh, damn.
Unless you act, millions of families will be charged.
Except on them queers. Don't, keep the pressure on them queers.
Unless you act, small businesses will pay higher taxes. Unless you act, the death tax will eventually come back to life. Unless you act, Americans face a tax increase.
Oh, boy. Look at my nose. My nose is growing. Damn.
For the sake of job growth, the tax cuts you passed should be permanent.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, damn right. Permanent. No more. I don't want to pay taxes on nothing. Let's get a volunteer army, volunteer fire department, volunteer teachers, volunteer road builders, volunteer everything. No more taxes. End it all, damn it. Bring it all down. Tonight. Kill it.
The agenda for jobs and growth must help small business owners and employees with relief from needless federal regulation and protect them from junk and frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah, no more lawsuits either. Stick that up your butt there, John Edwards.
No more lawsuits, no taxes, no doctors, no veterinarians, no queers, nothing.
Consumers and businesses need reliable supplies of energy to make our economy run. So I urge you to pass legislation to modernize our electricity system, promote conservation, and make America less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Yeah, and my buddy back here behind me that runs Halliburton, he'll fix it up for you. Of course, there's that fat Lebanese guy, Abrams, what's his name? Secretary of Energy, I forget his name. Go see Dick back here.
My administration is promoting free and fair trade to open up new markets for America's entrepreneurs and manufacturers and farmers.
Here, have a banana.
Jobs for American workers. Younger workers should have the opportunity to build a nest egg by saving part of their Social Security taxes in a personal retirement account.
You want a chicken? I got a bag of peanuts back here, too. Here comes the part where I tell you how I'm going to destroy Social Security. Now listen up, all you dumb suckers, and you people under 35, hell, you don't know nothing, so just listen.
The Social Security system a source of ownership for the American people.
Yes, indeed.
And we should limit the burden of government on this economy by acting as good stewards of taxpayers' dollars.
No more taxes, damn it. No taxes, nothing, not even on cigarettes, nothing. I'm tired of it. I want all taxes gone, everything. It's all going to be volunteer work here. What the hell?
In 2 weeks, I will send you a budget that funds the war, protects the homeland, and meets important domestic needs while limiting the growth in discretionary spending to less than 4%.
And it's all going to be done on volunteers because there won't be any taxes to pay for it. No,
Congress
sir.
Focus on priorities. Cut wasteful spending.
Yeah.
And be wise with the people's money.
Uh-huh.
By doing so, we can cut the deficit in half over the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you told us that last year, you jack-legged freak, and you put us in debt for the next 100. God, this guy has balls the size of Mount Everest, doesn't he?
Tonight, I also ask you to reform our immigration laws so they reflect our values.
We need Mexicans in here.
Our economy.
Yeah.
I propose a new temporary worker program to match willing foreign workers with willing employers when no Americans can be found to fill the job.
We used to call it slavery.
This reform will be good for our economy because employers will find needed workers in an honest and orderly system.
Got to pick that cotton.
A temporary worker program will help protect our homeland.
And lettuce.
Allowing Border Patrol and law enforcement to focus on true threats to our national security.
And grapes and tomatoes.
I oppose amnesty because it would encourage further illegal immigration and unfairly reward those who break our laws. My temporary worker program will preserve the citizenship path for those who respect the law.
Plus, I need some more warm bodies to get into the military. We just about killed everybody in the National Guard and the reserves. Bring us those damn Mexicans. They can shoot, can't they? Hell, we can teach them.
Our nation's health care system, like our economy, is also in a time of change.
Yeah, it's going right down the toilet.
Medical technologies are improving and saving lives. This dramatic progress has brought its own challenge in the rising cost of medical care and health insurance. Members of Congress, we must work together to help control those costs and extend the benefits of modern medicine throughout our country.
But no stem cell research, none of that. Ain't gonna kill no babies.
Meeting these goals requires bipartisan effort. And 2 months ago, you
bipartisan effort? Wait a second. Your buddy Tom DeLay said bipartisan effort is nothing more than date rape. Didn't he, George?
How much more of this can we take? Jesus, Kathy, when is this over? When is this over?
Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
Compassion.
passionate conservative. My ass in executions unsurpassed. Surplus gone so fast. Divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network. Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Holden Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of our weaker citizens suffer an addiction to talk radio that causes them to listen to that Mike Malloy person each night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. We suggest you satisfy your Jones by listening to some of our morally upstanding, honest, and ethical talk show hosts like Dr. Laura, G. Gordon Liddy, Oliver North, and Rush Limbaugh.
This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animal?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. I don't know if I can take any more of that, really. I don't think I've ever seen any State of the Union speech that was so just 100% bat crap. It's unbelievable. And you talk about a divided country. You talk about Howard Dean's rage. I'll tell you what, anybody who is not just thoroughly pissed off right now is somebody who's living, I don't know, either not paying attention or living on living in some other country. But to watch the reaction of the people in what is that, Kathy? The House chamber, Senate chambers? I don't even know. Frankly, don't care. It's all corrupted and polluted by the presence of these thugs, these pigs. The looks on some of these Republicans' faces as the cameras zoom in. I don't know what y'all are watching. I'm watching MSNBC. But Tom DeLay and Bill Frist and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and, oh, my God. To look at the looks on their faces as Bush says this garbage, this crap, these lies. Here's a man who's presided over an absolute 180 in this country in 3 years, plunged us into debt, started two wars, destroyed our economy, forced the Fed to drop overnight interest rates to 1%, and the SOB still can't turn this economy around, has exceeded only who? Woodrow Wilson or Herbert Hoover? Who in the hell was it? In no job creation, this man has cost this country 3.5 million jobs, plunged us into debt, got us into two wars, destroyed a sense of security, invaded our privacies, raped the Constitution, and he has the nerve to stand there and talk about this crap he's talking about. This is unbelievable stuff. This is Hitler. This is Stalin. This is Mao. This is Batista. This is Somoza. This is Marcos. This is the Saudi royal family. This is every single psychopathic, lying, right-wing, neo-Nazi, fascist thug that ever assumed power any place on this planet. Here he is now in our country. There he is. There he stands. Every single thing out of his mouth is a lie. This guy ought to get on his knees and beg the forgiveness of the American public for what he's done to this country in 3 short years. Beg our forgiveness. And if we had any sense, we would say, hell no. The best thing you can do, friend, is get out of town. Just get out of town.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2004. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. George W. Bush delivers his State of the Union address tonight to an American public that has become broadly dissatisfied with his domestic agenda, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. The Washington Post reports that the public believes Democrats would do a better job on domestic issues such as the economy, prescription drugs for the elderly, health insurance, Medicare, the budget deficit, immigration, and taxes. On the question of who is most trusted to handle the nation's major problems, Bush is roughly even with Democrats, ahead 45% to 44%, down from an 18-point advantage he enjoyed just 9 months ago. Saddam Hussein's former UN envoy accused the United States of deliberately sowing chaos in Iraq to prevent democracy from taking hold. In interviews with the Associated Press on Saturday and Monday, former Iraqi UN envoy Mohammed al-Duri denounced the U.S. plan to create an appointed legislative body in Iraq and demanded free, direct elections instead. He accused the U.S. of creating chaos in occupied Iraq as an excuse to avoid direct elections of a new government. Tens of thousands of Shiite Muslims marched in Baghdad on Monday to demand early elections, the biggest public display of Shiite political power since the collapse of Saddam Hussein's Sunni-dominated regime. The protest aimed to send a message to the United Nations and the White House that Shiites will not accept transfer of power by regional caucuses instead of by a direct vote, as the Shiite clergy demands. U.S. and Iraqi officials yesterday asked the United Nations to send a team to study the possibility of holding elections in Iraq. Secretary General Kofi Annan indicated that he was leaning towards granting the request, but wanted more details. Music and colorful banners led a festive Martin Luther King Day celebration in downtown Atlanta, while other observations across the nation were marked by struggles to define the meaning of the holiday and the civil rights leader's legacy. Anti-war sentiments were still strong Monday among the thousands in the annual march through King's hometown, and many carried signs denouncing George W. Bush's foreign and domestic policies. One protester carried a sign that said, "Bush and dreams don't mix." More news after this.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's national park system is one of the best ideas our country ever had. And I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NATPARK. There's just too much to lose.
A mother rushing to get her son to school in San Diego County was arrested and jailed after a chase by the California Highway Patrol. The 10-minute pursuit Friday morning ended outside Del Mar Pines School with the arrest of Stacy Taylor for evading arrest and child endangerment. The arresting CHP officer said it was the first time he ever had a mother lead him on a chase to get her child to school. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
What is one of the most dangerous things you can do when you get seriously ill? Go to the hospital. Talk about catch-22. You're sick and you're told by your doctor to go to the hospital, but no one tells you the deadly little secret of today's hospitals. They kill. They kill because they have inadequate infection control practices. Patients going in for a particular problem often acquire infections from the hospital itself, often causing death. Lots of deaths. The Center for Disease Control reports that nearly 90,000 Americans a year die from these hospital infections. That's more than die from auto accidents and homicides combined. About 2 million patients a year catch infections from their hospitals, one of every 20 people who go in. What could be done? A huge step forward would be the simplest one, hand washing. Infections could be cut by more than half if there was an effective program for all medical personnel to wash their hands regularly, especially washing with alcohol hand rubs. Yet hospitals, apparently watching their bottom lines, don't have such a system in place, and none are required to put it in place. On the other hand, some hospitals do an excellent job of preventing infections. How are you to know the good from the bad? You can't. Believe it or not, there's no requirement that hospitals report or publicly disclose their infection rates so we patients can decide which is the best place for us. Luckily, some states are pushing mandatory disclosure laws. Unluckily, hospital lobbyists are pushing a bill in Congress that would preempt the ability of states to require this disclosure, instead setting up a voluntary federal program for reporting infection rates, and even these voluntary reports would be kept from the public. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is stupid. Consumers Union is fighting for full disclosure. Join them at StopHospitalInfections.org.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, our long national nightmare is over. That would be the... This speech that Bush just gave, I'll tell you, I never thought there'd come a time in my life when one person could make me feel so just miserable about being a resident of the United States of America. I have to fight against that all the time because I like being an American. I like what this country stands for, not what we've become. I'm disgusted at what we've become, but what we originally stood for, with some exceptions. You know what I'm talking about. But the ideals that were put out there, even though we weren't living the ideals even at the very beginning, still the ideals were put out there. But what we have become in the clutch of these neo-fascists is just... It's sorrowful. How do you say it, Kathy? Sorrowful. S-O-R-R-O-W-F-U-R. Sorrowful. And it makes me sad. I can sit here and feel enraged when I look at that speaker's dais there with Cheney to the left and Hastert to the right and Bush standing in front and as the camera pans around to these smug destroyers of freedom and dignity and democracy and respect and justice and truth, just butcherers, and to watch them the manner in which they go about slaughtering everything that is decent and just and honest in this country is it's heartrending. It is to me. I mean, I would imagine a lot of people just couldn't give a damn. The State of the Union address is just something to get in the way of a regular night's programming on television or whatever. I don't know. But if you're of a certain age, and this is just generally speaking, I know a lot of teenagers, a lot of people in their 20s and 30s really focus in on what's going on in this country. But I swear to God, if you're over a certain age, I guess the cutoff point is around 60, isn't it? Where you remember, you have an historical memory that goes back at least 50 years. And to see what has happened to our political system, it's just, I don't know. How many times do I use the word astonishing, unforgivable, unbelievable, mind-boggling? I'm running out of words. There was an ad by the Sierra Club in several newspapers around the country today, addressed to Too Stupid to Be President. It said, President Bush, you want to make the state of our union healthier? It says, and why expose American women and children to toxic mercury? And what the ad talks about is what this criminal, filthy, illegitimate administration has done over and over and over again. And I almost am at the point where I hope that all the cancer, all the new cancers that develop in people develop in Republicans. Isn't that awful? That's how perverse this guy has made me feel. And I'll take responsibility for my own thoughts. Sure, I'm just saying, he brings out the worst in me. Bush brings out the worst in me. Mercury pollution, for example, it is so toxic and so widespread that 45 states now have warned us not to eat fish, caught fish, canned fish, whatever, because of mercury levels that can cause birth defects and learning disabilities. Unborn children, you know, those little babies in the womb, not to mention the ones that are already alive and sucking in air. And as the Sierra Club says, already 5 million American women of childbearing age have dangerous levels of mercury in their bodies. That's according to the CDC. Now, the CDC, of course, is some demon-inspired place. That's not Jesus-inspired science. That's demon-inspired science. You know, that comes from scientists, so you can't really believe it. But according to the CDC, that's the truth. So it made sense, didn't it? That about a month ago, the Bush crime family warned Americans to limit the amount of fish we eat and feed our kids, right? Now, what didn't make sense is that 5 days later, the Bush administration announced plans to give power plants permission to shower more mercury into our lakes and streams, where it accumulates in the bodies of fish. Do you understand? These people are perverse demons. They make me just so enraged. They make me hate all Republicans, every member of the Bush administration, their offspring, their spawn, their relatives, their ancestors. They are all contemptible because of what this gang has done. The EPA, for Christ's sake, estimates 90% of the mercury in our air can be eliminated by within 5 years by enforcing the current Clean Air Act and using existing technology. The Bush crime family wants to say, no, not, let's not have a deadline of 2008. Let's have a deadline of 2018. Let's extend it an extra 10 years. How many more unborn children are going to be born without a head? How many more cases of spina bifida? How many more cases of mercury poisoning? How many more breast cancers and uterine cancers and prostate cancers and lung cancers? Huh, George? Because of you and your criminal... Oh, God, stop, Mike. Take a breath. Why would the Bush crime family, knowing how dangerous mercury is, keep our families and communities at risk for an additional decade? Could it be because of the millions of blood dollars that these filthy, corrupting, un-American, non-human polluters, the money that they contribute to this filthy, corrupt administration, is that why the money to the Bush-Cheney campaign, do you suppose that has something to do with it? My God. You know, I sit here and try to find something just to occupy the hour that this cretinous bastard is on television giving his filthy speech. Okay, let's make fun of it. but then I look at this ad that I cut out of the paper today, and I think to myself, you know, this is true. This is not funny. This guy is a killer. This guy is a murderer. He is a killer of humans. He is a killer of the environment. He's a killer of common sense. He's a murderer of science. He's a destroyer of international relations. He's a killer of America's reputation and our dignity. This guy is the most murderous killer I have ever heard of in history. He goes way beyond because he kills dreams. He kills ideas. He kills everything. He and his corrupt, degenerate administration. Am I pissed off tonight? Oh, man, over the top. You think Howard Dean was pissed off the other night? Which I don't think he was. I don't think he was pissed off. As a matter of fact, where's the Howard Dean stuff, Kathy? Oh, God, this isn't very long, so let's take a little break here and do some Howard Dean stuff. All right, now this is what everybody, all these pundits and these right-wing rag bastards have been screaming about all day today. Dean takes the podium to furious cheers and delivers what right-wing pundits and anchor thugs call an angry, hysterical speech. He's got a big smile on his face. Here's Dean just after he was introduced by Tom Harkin. Does this guy sound angry to you?
I was about to say, you know, I'm sure there's some disappointed people here. You know what? You know something? You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Yeah! Yeah! You're damn right! You go, Howard! Just absolutely put the fear of Christ and Allah and Vishnu and every other horny-headed demon and god you can think of into Republicans and Democrats. I think he scared the hell out of Democrats, too. At BartCop today, everybody in the Democratic Party owes Howard Dean a huge debt of gratitude, even if he doesn't win the nomination. The reason is Dr. Dean has given the rest of the Democratic candidates and the party a spine transplant. Well, I would have said a different part of the anatomy, but that would be highly sexist of me, wouldn't it, huh? A properly fired up Dean continues, and don't you think it's just brilliant how Dean discussions bumped the moron off the media radar right before the State of the Union? Did you notice? Dean was the main topic. Rove must have been today pulling out his remaining hairs.
We will not give up. We will not give up in New Hampshire. We will not give up in South Carolina. We will not give up in Arizona or New Mexico, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. We will not quit now or ever. We want our country back for ordinary Americans.
Oh, that's real hate-filled. Isn't that over the top? Boy, that's an out-of-control candidate, isn't it? Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus in heaven. Let's not elect him president. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Now, toward the end of this 10-minute rally, Dean, have we got time for this last one? Huh? Dean toned down a bit and talked about his platform. You can bet that no Flying Monkey Right talk host played any of this part of Dean's speech on their talk shows today.
We have just begun to fight, and we're going to fight and fight and fight until this country becomes a place where we'll put more money into small children and their families than we will into prisons. Where instead of giving $16 billion worth of tax breaks to oil companies and gas companies, we'll put it into renewable energy and ethanol and biodiesel.
where instead of giving $200 billion to the HMOs and insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies, we'll give seniors a real prescription benefit.
Oh, Howard, you hate Phil Democrat. Oh, you hate Phil Democrat. You're scaring me, Howard. Oh, stop. Let me run and hide. Oh, my God.
Enough is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news. You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol is lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
This is Dave.
Hey there.
Dave has a problem.
Maybe you have the problem understanding that we can be under attack at any time.
Dave suffers from TMRWM, otherwise known as too much or right wing amidiotitis, or something like that.
The alarm's at orange now. What does that mean? Where's my chart?
But Dave's not alone.
Another Saddam tape. He's still alive.
There are millions of Americans all over the United States suffering from TMRWM.
Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction there. Somewhere. They'll find them.
Symptoms of TMRWM include insomnia, irritability, suspecting more than 3 people a day of being a terrorist.
That guy right there looks like one. So does this kid. You're not fooling me, buddy.
And much, much more. But there is a cure.
There is?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio weekdays on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. Get more information at ieamericaradio.com. Let's save our country, one American at a time.
Thank you, IE America.
Let go of me, Dave.
Sorry.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning 2 fat guys in tights? Priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
Wonder Woman.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
24 past the hour. I won't even try to read all these emails that came in from Mimi and Tom and Michael and Walter and Simon and Denise and Judy and Mark and everybody that wrote in just with outrage at what George W. Bush stood out there and said tonight. It's just mind-boggling, isn't it? It's mind-bending. Again, I said I stole a lot of stuff at Bart Cop today, and I did. Wesley Clark, quote from Wesley Clark. Clark said, "If Karl Rove is watching today, Karl, I want you to hear me loud and clear. I'm going to provide tax cuts to ease the burdens for 31 million American families and lift hundreds of thousands of children out of poverty by raising the taxes on 0.1% of families, those who make more than $1 million a year. You don't have to read my lips. I'm saying it. And if that makes me an old-style Democrat, then I accept that label with pride, and I dare you to come after me for it." What is interesting is he addresses it to Karl Rove. Wesley Clark ain't no fool. All right. Dawn is calling from Central Oregon. She's been holding on all night. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for allowing me to listen to you debunk that BS. That was fabulous. Thank you so much.
Awful, awful stuff.
Oh, say it with me, Mike. You haven't said it yet tonight.
Do you know how much
I hate these people. Oh, my God. But you're absolutely right about one thing, and that Howard Dean, that moment when he said that, when he did that. And I've been reading on DU all day. There's all these anti-Dean threads that people saying, all this nasty stuff about the speech and Dean and how he was done and all of this stuff. And so I went to C-SPAN, and they had a recording of it, and so I listened to it. Mm-hmm. And, man, that guy hits me in the gut every time I listen to him.
Yeah, you know, he can get me worked up the same way Dennis Kucinich can. I don't care if he's electable or not electable. I don't care if he's president or not president. This man, Howard Dean, just like Dennis Kucinich, although Dean puts more just fire and brimstone and gut-level emotion.
I believe it.
Dennis puts an awful lot of spirit into it, but Dean, you just know that if it were a stick around, Dean would pick it up and just beat the hell out of the nearest Republican.
He's got those bats on his website whenever they're doing
fundraising. I know.
You just want to take those bats and just bash him over the head with them. But he did.
But he terrifies. He scares the hell out of these people. The Matt Drudges and Howard Fineman and all these people on television. He just scares them to death.
You know? That movie Heathers, that's what they are. They're freaking Heathers.
Yeah, right.
They just, and so now I'm thinking, okay, you know, now that Kerry has won in whatever, mm-hmm. maybe the spotlight will go off of Dean for, and he can do what he does best, and that's talk to us. You
well,
know, without having these people just coming at him all of the time.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know,
there's this. You know, that spine transplant thing that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Did you see when George Bush said something about the Patriot Act expiring? And there was
the Democrats applauded.
The Democrats applauded.
Right.
And the look on his face was just absolutely, how dare they?
I know. He right then, he was thinking, Ashcroft, get every one of their names.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Take a picture. Who were the ones who applauded? And they did. They tried to do it again when he said something about mm-hmm. his tax cuts were going to expire.
Right.
Or he wanted to make them permanent. But he didn't talk. He didn't pause long enough for him to applaud.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing. And I was like, and you said something in your commentary that you said something about Bush having big whatevers,
mm-hmm.
sizes. It's like, no, man, no. The guy does not know. He doesn't have the first insert profanity here. He doesn't have the first clue what he's talking about.
Yeah.
His comprehension is at the level of a pond.
It is.
You know?
Sure.
He doesn't have any idea of the implications of any of it.
No, he does not. He does not. It's unbelievable. Dawn, thanks for your checking
thanks
in.
Thanks very much.
Hey, take care.
You too.
Take care. Howard Dean, he just scared the hell out of America, didn't he? Oh, my God, I'm the Howard Dean of talk radio. He can't get elected. I can't get a job.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Travel can be terrible for animals that are smuggled through the black market. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. When it comes to pets, the United States imports more wild birds, reptiles, fish, and other animals than any other country in the world. Most of these animals enter the country through legal channels, but many are smuggled in, and the traveling often kills them. Craig Hoover is deputy director of the North America Office of Traffic. It's an international organization that monitors trade in wild animals and animal products. Hoover says smuggled animals are often carried under poor conditions. He saw a lot of this when he worked as a wildlife inspector at international ports and airports.
The number of ways that animals are smuggled, for example, into the United States, really boggles the mind. I've seen everything from birds stuffed into tennis ball cans, inserted into false compartments in vehicles. I had an individual who tried to smuggle a live toucan taped to the small of his back. There have been examples of primates, small monkeys that have been smuggled inside hand luggage. Really, the list goes on, and it becomes more and more bizarre the more stories you hear about it.
Hoover says the mortality rate for smuggled animals is high. According to some estimates, for every bird that survives the smuggling, as many as five might die along the way.
However, because the profits can be so large, smugglers still find it worth it to smuggle in 10 animals with the hope that just a few of them make it, they're still going to turn a profit.
Hoover says pet shoppers can help stop these practices. They can ask for documentation that an animal, such as a bird or reptile, was raised by a domestic breeder or was imported through legal means. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network. All right, boys, come on.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Twenty-seven before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Sasquatch is calling from Carlisle, Ohio. That's the name he uses on Democratic Underground. Hey, Sasquatch.
Hey, Mike. You just missed probably the best line I've heard all night. Was said by Tom Brokaw.
What did he say?
They focused the camera in on Dick Cheney. He says, well, there's Dick Cheney in charge. I mean, in a chair. I was rolling laughing. I couldn't. I mean, you talk about a Freudian slip or whatever you want to call it. I mean, just let it right out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering, what will it be to send a message to him not to do that again? Horse's head?
Little fish
in the mail.
Little anthrax.
Okay, anthrax.
Yeah, little anthrax usually gets their attention.
Well, they know it came from inside the United States now, so now they got to do something else.
Right.
So I'm going to go with horse's head.
Well,
the whole Machiavelli theme.
Yeah, that would probably work. I understand, though, they're still trying to find out who outed Valerie Plame. They're also trying to find out who sent the anthrax around the country a couple of years ago. And they're also still trying to find who really killed O.J. Simpson's former wife and her friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Put that right next to the, what was the Area 51 files.
There you go.
Yeah. Man, did you see Charles Rangel of New York?
No, I wasn't actually watching the screen a whole lot.
He was asleep. I kid you. He just...
Well, he should be.
I mean, that's the only thing I could... I don't blame him.
No, not at all.
Because I would snap.
Yeah.
I literally would snap. Oh, man. I loved it. I'm glad that Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich and possibly Wesley Clark put a spine back in the Democratic Party. So they did stuff like cheer when they announced that the Patriot Act expires next year or...
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, well...
Oh, yeah, that angry Howard Dean. Woo-hoo.
Well, see, I don't think he was all that angry. I think he was fired up. Sasquatch, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. You know, when we played that sound, those two sound bites of Howard Dean, and when I listen today to some of the more egregiously piss-poor newscasts around the Alphabet networks today, where they're all talking about Howard Dean's anger or rage, when I listen to Pat Buchanan tonight on MSNBC going on and on and on about Howard Dean, I forget what Buchanan said, embarrassing himself, embarrassing the party, terrible stuff, sinking his campaign. Oh, get in the game, Buchanan. For Christ's sake, you have used rage and anger every time you have made your little feeble attempts to run for the presidency. Stop it. Howard Dean showing some real emotion, and these freaks interpret it as anger. He may be the most pissed off man in American politics. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. How can you not be infuriated and live in Bush's America 2004? If you are not infuriated, if you are not working to get this thug, this punk, and his whole gang of highwaymen out of office, shame on you. Shame on you. That means you're a Republican or a conservative. And shame on you if you are, because you're destroying America. You're anti-American. You're anti-U.S. Constitution. You're anti-everything. You don't have a vision. You're a bunch of damn sheep. Who am I talking to? None of those thugs listen to this program. Never mind. Never mind. So Howard Dean put some emotion into it. Look, Kucinich is still my guy, okay? But I watched somebody like Howard Dean get up there and kick ass and take names. What was he doing? We're moving on! We're going to Oklahoma! We're going to... And it just freaks them all out, doesn't it? Huh? They just roll over like scared little, I don't know, like squirrels or something. Ew! Ew! I can't handle that! Ew! He's talking too loud and too fast. I can't handle that. Oh, that just scares me. God, I'm not surprised that it just twists these little Republican twits into knots. What surprises me, the Democrats run for cover. I'm not surprised that the punditocracy or punditocracy, whatever the hell you call it in this country, people like Buchanan and Feynman and Blitzer and Judy Woodruff and the rest of these people, of course they're going to run for cover. They're terrified. If they don't have a script in front of them or something on the teleprompter, they're lost. They're dead meat. They're chunks of just raw mad cow disease. They have nothing to say. So I see somebody like Howard Dean take a stage with a microphone in his hand and just railing on and kicking ass and taking names, talking about his campaign, what they're going to do next. Yeah, I came in third. So what? And it just freaks him out. Just absolutely freaks him out. But Dennis is still my man, all right? Dennis is still my man. Paul is calling from Detroit. Hey, Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Tonight, George Bush said that the National Endowment for Democracy would be used to advance U.S. interests in the Middle East.
Wasn't that an Oliver North gang?
Well, that really, my eyes popped open and flipped through all the stuff that I print, and I found one of my favorite articles. In front of me right now, I've got a report from our nation's paper of record, the New York Times.
Yeah.
It's written by James Dale, dated December the 14th, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale reported that for over a year, the United States government has channeled hundreds of thousands of dollars through the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a nonprofit agency, so they don't have to report to anybody, to the American and Venezuelan groups seeking the removal of the elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez.
Right, right.
And as it turned out, you know, it was a failed coup d'etat
right.
orchestrated by Otto J. Reich.
George Bush is a terrorist. George Bush is a terrorist to the same extent that a suicide bomber is, to the same extent that Ariel Sharon is, to the same extent.
And now the Israeli military is training U.S. Assassination squads.
Yes, they are.
Fort Bragg.
Yes, they are.
And money probably funded by the National Endowment for Democracy.
Right, and U.S. tax dollars. It is happening on a U.S. military installation. That means tax dollars.
Right.
These sons of bitches come into our country and train our people to be cold-blooded murderers to go around and assassinate, rape, murder, burn, kill, commit arson, as if the School of the Americas isn't good enough to teach that.
Democracy. It's such a joke.
Well,
it's a dirty joke, Mike.
We need to get these people out of office. Paul, thanks for checking in,
really?
Buddy. I appreciate your call. We need to get them out of office, truth seekers. I mean, we really do. We're losing our country. Dear God, we're losing our country. For over 3 years now, I mean, it's like taking 40 weight oil and you pour it over the shaft of a screwdriver and then try to pick it up. And just when you think you got a grip, it slides. Yeah, I got a grip, it slides. We're losing it. We're losing our whole country. We're losing our institutions. We're losing our freedom. We're losing our privacy. We're losing our rights to peacefully assemble, to petition the government for redress of wrongs. We are losing the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech. We're losing it, for God's sake. Howard Dean, Dennis Kucinich, Wesley Clark, John Kerry, I don't care at this point. Give me a Democrat. Except not Joe Lieberman. Give me a Democrat. Just give me a Democrat. Get through this primary season. Decide on one of these people. At this point, I don't care. I will bust my ass. I will do everything I can to elect the Democrat that our stacked, dirty, rotten Democratic Leadership Conference primary system has put together. At this point, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to lose my country in my lifetime. I just don't. We've come close so many times, haven't we? We have come so close so many times. Before I was born, during my lifetime, I've seen it happen three or four times. But I don't think ever this close. Ever this close. I don't want that to be my heritage or my legacy to my kids, my grandchildren. Kathy and I were talking today. We got a baby on the way. What in the hell are we going to tell this child? I mean, my older children, the ones who are in their 20s and 30s. Hell, I got one over 40, don't I? I was young when I was a first-time daddy. Oh, my God. It's bad enough telling your adult children. But what are you going to tell a brand new little kid? You know, 5, 6 years old, kindergarten, first grade. Daddy, I learned Pledge of Allegiance today in school. Oh, did you really? Oh, my God. We can't lose it. We can't lose it. We can't let this happen. We just can't. Clark or Dean or Kerry or Edwards or Kucinich or who else? But please. Democrats have got to just cut the crap. Stop sniping at the other Democratic candidate. Make your case. Put your story out there, Wesley. Put your story out there, Howard. Put your story out there, John and Edwards and Dennis and everybody else. Put your story out there. Don't dare attack each other. Make your best case. because the Democrats in this country, the progressives, the liberals, the free men and free women have got to make a decision. We have got to get behind a candidate. So y'all go ahead and get through your primary season. Get through it. Give us a candidate. Give us somebody. And I'll tell you, if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're a Kucinich Democrat or a Clark Democrat or what. It doesn't matter. When one of these people are chosen by our stacked, nasty-ass system, if you're a Democrat, don't you dare not support this candidate. Don't you dare. I don't care what you can dig up on Kerry. I don't care what you can dig up on Kucinich. I don't care what you can dig up on Dean. I don't give a damn what you find about Edwards. I don't care what you find out about any of these people. Back him. And it will be a him. Back him. Bust your ass to back him. And any Democrat that's running for anything, we're going to lose it. We're going to lose our country if we don't stop this juggernaut of neo-Nazis that have taken over, that have illegally seized power in this country. We have got to stop them. And we got to try one last time to do it legally and peacefully. I watched this thing tonight, this abomination. It's just, I have no idea what he's talking about. His lies, his distortions, and these knee-jerk Republicans sitting on the right side of my television screen, bouncing up and down like the robot, brain-dead, non-thinking ditto heads that they are, up and down and up and down and up and down, applauding the damnedest things, applauding sickness and poverty and stupidity and no science, and applauding war and applauding defunding the government and just applauding just the most obscene things you could possibly think of. Applauding discrimination against gay men and women. Jesus, these people want to codify discrimination. Everything we have done in this country since they screwed it up at the very beginning has been to uncodify discriminatory laws against people. And here's this gang. They want to make it the law of the land to discriminate against people because they happen to be gay. For Christ's sake, what is that? What kind of sick religious crap is that? We're going to lose it. We can't lose it. We can't lose it. We can't lose this country. We can't do it. We can't. Too many people have died. Too many people have marched. Too many people have sung. Too many people have stood around and raised their fists. Too many people have worked to organize. Too many people have tried their damnedest to make this country good. We cannot let this miserable crime family take this away from us. We've got to fight. Please. Oh, sweet Jesus. Please. Please. Spitfire is calling from Anaheim, California.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's... I am just...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of tiresome watching the circular firing squad and everything that's happening among the Democrats. I think they're calming down now, though.
I think it's going to stop.
I think so.
I think Howard Dean has injected some spine. I think Dennis Kucinich has injected some spirit. I think Wesley Clark is injecting some needed doing away with the perceived wimp factor. I think Edwards is injecting some decency. It just goes on and on. I think it's starting to happen. I think people are starting to realize just what a perversion of American democracy this gang in the White House represents.
Well, on the plus side, because of the fact that this is such a perversion of our democracy, more people are taking an interest in the process this time than any other time that I can ever remember.
Thank God for that.
There are more and more people that are basically looking at it, and, you know, they're disgusted. The reason why they're disgusted is because of the fact that it's a long, involved process.
Hey, hold that thought on disgusted, Spitfire. I got to take a break. We'll come right back and pick it up on the word disgusted.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com for The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
A little self-centered.
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided.
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff, but what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show, and you're abusing it, and I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to ieamericaradio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
The Tom Hartman Show.
JR in Victorville, California is on the line.
In California, there's a group called California Budget Project. They did a survey on the hourly wages for all groups, public and private. The highest paid group in California on an hourly wage base is government employees. They average $20 an hour. Well, in all industries, it's $15.38, so they're $5 an hour over the average worker in California. But the thing that doesn't make sense to me is if we're in control of the government, they not only get to tell them what to do, they make more money than he does. It doesn't sound like we're in control at all, does it?
What this has demonstrated is the benefit of unionization for government employees. And you and I together, JR, we should be working to provide those kinds of unionized benefits to all people in all industries in America so that everybody can make as much as the people in that fully unionized industry of California government employees makes.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I am the beast. I wrestle with a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. That tough enough.
It's about 5 before the hour. We're talking with Spitfire in Anaheim, California. What was the word now you're going to key on?
Disgusted.
Disgusted.
Yes. I think a lot of people are disgusted by the process because it's such a long, involved process. And as I ended up mentioning in the forum, it's early.
Right.
It is extremely early. So to all of you out there who are feeling disgusted, it's okay at this point to date. Okay? I mean, you don't, just look up the time when you are going to be going in for voting in your primary and relax, let it happen. It's a long, involved process for veterans like you and me who've been through this before. I mean, at this point, Bill Clinton was like, what, 3%?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I mean, at this point, we ended up hearing Jimmy Who.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. It's still early. And the media is already calling for it. And I swear if I see Tim Russert show sexual arousal about Bush one more time, I swear it's really getting to be something when he sits there talking about how manly he is and everything. It's just,
I know.
You know, the media are really getting off on this minor event.
Yeah, that's fine. If Tim, you know, I support gay men coming out of the closet and being gay. For Christ's sake, stand up on your hind legs and say, yes, I want to have sex with another man. Which is what so many of these Republicans, that's what their problem was with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
They genuinely wanted to go to bed with him. They just didn't know how to say it. There are
yeah.
people in the media who are genuinely closeted gay folk and bless their hearts. Come on out, you all. Come out. George Bush might be interested.
Tim needs to get in a march.
Yeah.
He really does. He needs to get in a march and he needs to basically, goose step his way over to W and, you know, give a hail and hearty Zig Heil, and that'll make everybody happy.
Yeah.
You know, at least at the networks.
And a nice open mouth kiss like Madonna
gave.
Oh,
by the way, did you listen to the speech?
Did
the union speech?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear all the flubs?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But that's George. Hey, Spitfire, we're out of time.
Okay, one quick one.
Quick.
Yeah. These schools are going to be teaching abstinence now.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they going to have to, like, dip it in the snow?
There you go. Thanks, Spitfire. Got a boogie. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2004. Say it with love.
Is on the front
in Playboy.
I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years
I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. George W. Bush delivers his State of the Union address tonight to an American public that has become broadly dissatisfied with his domestic agenda, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. The Washington Post reports that the public believes Democrats would do a better job on domestic issues such as the economy, prescription drugs for the elderly, health insurance, Medicare, the budget deficit, immigration, and taxes. On the question of who was most trusted to handle the nation's major problems, Bush is roughly even with Democrats, ahead 45% to 44%, down from an 18-point advantage he enjoyed just 9 months ago. Music and colorful banners led a festive Martin Luther King Day celebration in downtown Atlanta, while other observations across the nation were marked by struggles to define the meaning of the holiday and the civil rights leader's legacy. Anti-war sentiments were still strong Monday among the thousands in the annual march through King's hometown, and many carried signs denouncing George W. Bush's foreign and domestic policies. One protester carried a sign that said, "Bush and dreams don't mix." Tens of thousands of Shiite Muslims marched in Baghdad on Monday to demand early elections, the biggest public display of Shiite political power since the collapse of Saddam Hussein's Sunni-dominated regime. The protest aimed to send a message to the United Nations and the White House that Shiites will not accept transfer of power by regional caucuses instead of by a direct vote, as the Shiite clergy demands. U.S. and Iraqi officials yesterday asked the United Nations to send a team to study the possibility of holding elections in Iraq. Secretary General Kofi Annan indicated that he was leaning towards granting the request, but wanted more details. Saddam Hussein's former U.N. envoy accused the United States of deliberately sowing chaos in Iraq to prevent democracy from taking hold. In interviews with the Associated Press on Saturday and Monday, former Iraqi U.N. envoy Mohammed al-Duri denounced the U.S. plan to create an appointed legislative body in Iraq and demanded free, direct elections instead. He accused the U.S. of creating chaos in occupied Iraq as an excuse to avoid direct elections of a new government. More news after this.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's national park system is one of the best ideas our country ever had. And I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NATPARK. That's just too much to lose.
Mike Rowe thinks it's funny that his catchy name for a website design company sounds a lot like Microsoft. The software giant, however, is not amused. Microsoft Corporation and its attorneys have demanded that he give up his domain name, MikeRowSoft.com. In November, he received a letter from Microsoft's lawyers informing him he was committing copyright infringement. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cassie, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
What is one of the most dangerous things you can do when you get seriously ill? Go to the hospital. Talk about catch-22. You're sick and you're told by your doctor to go to the hospital, but no one tells you the deadly little secret of today's hospitals. They kill. They kill because they have inadequate infection control practices. Patients going in for a particular problem often acquire infections from the hospital itself, often causing death. Lots of deaths. The Center for Disease Control reports that nearly 90,000 Americans a year die from these hospital infections. That's more than die from auto accidents and homicides combined. About 2 million patients a year catch infections from their hospitals, one of every 20 people who go in. What could be done? A huge step forward would be the simplest one, hand washing. Infections could be cut by more than half if there was an effective program for all medical personnel to wash their hands regularly, especially washing with alcohol hand rubs. Yet hospitals, apparently watching their bottom lines, don't have such a system in place, and none are required to put it in place. On the other hand, some hospitals do an excellent job of preventing infections. How are you to know the good from the bad? You can't. Believe it or not, there's no requirement that hospitals report or publicly disclose their infection rates so we patients can decide which is the best place for us. Luckily, some states are pushing mandatory disclosure laws. Unluckily, hospital lobbyists are pushing a bill in Congress that would preempt the ability of states to require this disclosure, instead setting up a voluntary federal program for reporting infection rates, and even these voluntary reports would be kept from the public. This is Jim Hightower saying, this is stupid. Consumers Union is fighting for full disclosure. Join them at StopHospitalInfections.org.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie.
Yeah.
Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, pop my sound down just a little bit, Kathy. I'm blowing my ears out here. This is awfully loud in the headphones. Thank you very much. See, I can't say that to Kathy over the talkback, or you'll hear it anyway. So I might as well just say it without hitting the button. That's how I always get in trouble when I let loose with a string of profanity when something goes wrong with the transmission of the program and I think we're off the air. And I say the F word and the MF word and the XMF word and the VMF word. And Ted Call and Bob Furtick, writing at Democrats.com, have a little bit to add about the real state of the union. I can't get all this in. Ain't no way. But they refer to this as 2003's Hall of Shame. This can go on and on and on. But what do you want? Record-breaking $400 billion deficit, lies about future deficits. Bush and the Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman's negligence over mad cow disease. FCC Chairman Michael Powell pushing for greater media monopolization. Richard Perle's resignation as head of the Defense Policy Board, but not from the board itself. Perle's influence peddling through his firm, Triune Partners. Perle leading us pretty much, this is mine, into war. Continued cover-up of Cheney's Energy Task Force. Halliburton overcharging the U.S. taxpayer for gas imported into Iraq. and thereby denying our soldiers adequate, not just protection, but adequate fuel to wage this war. I mean, unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. Dick Cheney's possible indictment by French court for Halliburton's Nigerian gas scandal. Iran-Contra criminal John Poindexter at the Pentagon. Poindexter's plan there for total information awareness, a Big Brother database that would collect all records on everyone. Underfunding first refunders, responders like firefighters, a failure to find bin Laden, failure to find the anthrax terrorists, the mess in Afghanistan, fake terror alerts, the duct tape hysteria, underfunding Homeland Security, pushing ahead with plans for mini nukes, trashing of the Clean Air Act, trashing of the Clean Water Act, 300,000 acres of Alaska's forests now being logged, 9 million acres of Alaska opened up for drilling, the AIDS funding hoax, empty promises about the African AIDS crisis, the underfunded... It just goes on and on and on and on. It never stops. Whether it comes from Ted Call and Bob Furtick or at Democrats.com or the Independent of the UK, who also listed 232, the number of American combat deaths in Iraq between May and January. 502, the number of American servicemen to die in Iraq from the beginning of the war so far. Zero, the number of American combat deaths in Germany after the Nazis surrendered to the Allies. Zero, the number of coffins of dead soldiers returning home from Iraq that the Bush administration has allowed to be photographed. It just goes on and on. What list do you want to use? You can make up your own, no matter what you are, if you're a student, if you're a kid, if you're an old person, if you're a disabled person, if you're gay, if you're a worker, if you wear a so-called blue collar, if you're a union member, if you're a recipient of health care, if you're a recipient of Social Security, if you're an investor, whatever you are, George Bush has raped you. George Bush has committed atrocity after atrocity against you. So what list do you want? Huh? There's 1,000 lists. And they're all good. Furtick's and Call's is good. The Independent of the UK is good. Your list is good. My list is good. It doesn't stop. 53% of Americans still support this. How did we get so sick? How did we get so interested in self-annihilation? How did that happen? Gunner in San Diego emailed in, Mike, will you do me a favor and just once refer to Bush's State of the Union as the Monkey's Book Report or something like that tonight? I literally punched the radio in my car tonight as NPR played that utter dog doo-doo. Thank you. Gunner in San Diego. And from The Voice, did you notice that he kept repeating that we are on the offensive? On the offensive, over and over and over, until he declared that he would not seek a permission slip to defend our country. Every single word, The Voice writes, every single word of this was nothing less than doublespeak. If you substituted the word tyranny for the word freedom every time he used it, you might get a vague picture of reality. This regime is the ultimate terrorist and the single worst threat that we have ever seen against the human race. Well, I think some of you people are just getting overly worked up tonight. I really do. I don't think there's any need for all this semi-hysteria. You people with your emails and Howard Dean today, or is who was it? Oh, God, Kathy, who played the president? What's his name on the West Wing? Please help me. Another senior moment. Huh? Oh, don't tell me you're having one, too. Martin Sheen, thank you. Oh, when Martin Sheen endorsed Howard Dean, he kept calling him John Dean. You know, several people. You know, oh my God. We're all going crazy. I don't know what all the excitement is. Hey, have you got, before we come back to your phone calls, and we're all coming back, I want that Howard Dean stuff again. For the people who did not hear it Last hour, what do we have? Those two really intense Howard Dean sound bites, Kathy, if you would play them again. This is what has the pundits, these little weasels, these little asexual, non-thinking weasels, men and women who sit there behind their anchor desks and pollute the atmosphere with their stupidity and their ignorance and their bigotry and their bias. This is what has them all scared and freaked out. This is what has a lot of Democrats, oh, Jesus, he better calm down. This is what have the Republicans going, here he is, Howard Dean.
I was about to say, you know, I'm sure there's some disappointed people here. You know what? You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something?
What?
You know something?
What?
Not only are we going to New Hampshire.
Where are we going?
We're going to South Carolina and
yeah.
Oklahoma
yeah.
and Arizona
yeah.
and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California
yeah.
and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Yeah! Damn right! And it's got all the weasels going, oh, God, show me a little hidey hole. That man scares me. That man scares me. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? I want Joe Lieberman. I don't like being scared. And then he added this.
We will not give up.
Right. Yeah.
We will not give up in New Hampshire.
No.
We will not give up in South Carolina.
No.
We will not give up in Arizona.
No.
Or New Mexico.
No.
Oklahoma. North Dakota. Delaware. Pennsylvania. Ohio. Michigan. We will not quit now or ever. We want our country back for ordinary Americans.
Yeah, that's scary stuff, Howard. Jesus, stop it. You can't talk like that. You can't do that, Howard. Calm down. You got to talk like this. Or like this. Actually, you should talk like this. Hi. Yes, I believe that George Bush can be beaten. And I think I would make a very good president because I believe in, well, I believe in America. You know what I'm saying? I love my country, and yes, we should have gone into whatever it was we went into. I don't know, but I love my country. Oh God! But I still back Kucinich, like I said I would. But don't you love it when somebody like Howard Dean or Dennis Kucinich? I'm waiting until Wesley Clark gets fired up. This is a guy that could have nuked the entire world. Can you imagine? I just hope Wesley Clark gets fired up. I want to hear Wesley Clark stand up on a stage someplace and start busting this lily-livered punk that occupies the White House. I want to hear John Edwards. I want to hear my boy John. He's got that North Carolina accent that I just love of all the Southern accents. The one from North Carolina is the one I find the most pleasing. Could be because I lived there twice. Could be because I went to school there. I don't know what it is. But John Edwards, the problem here, it's very difficult to get a cultured North Carolinian with a pleasant voice riled up. But I would love to hear John Edwards. I would love to hear him do a John Dean and a Howard Dean, too. I'd love to hear him do it. I'd like to hear John Kerry get pissed off. Huh? Can you do it, John? I've heard Dennis Kucinich and I've heard Howard Dean. What about you, Senator Kerry? Can you do it? Can you do it? What about you, General Clark? What about you, Senator Edwards? These people are raping our country. These people are stealing our institutions, our democracy, and our nation. Can you boys get fired up? Can you kick ass and take names? Can you just set yourself apart from the punditocracy, whatever the hell it's called. I always have trouble with that word, Kathy. Can you set yourself apart from the Republicans, from the Democrats who don't have a spine? Can you five men stand up and kick ass and take names? Can you? Joe Lieberman can't. Can you do it? if all five of you would if all five of you would do that, Karl Rove and these pissants in the Bush administration would run for cover like the cockroaches that they are. They'd be screaming for Tom DeLay, wouldn't they? Tom, you're the bug man! Save us! I hope it happens. I hope Howard Dean, I hope Dennis Kucinich has offered Democratic contenders their spines back. I'm tired of you people. I'm tired of you people looking like you're hangdogs. I'm tired of you kissing George Bush's ass and bowing down to Colin Powell and talking about, oh, yeah, well, we got Saddam Hussein. Howard Dean is right. You think this world is any safer because Saddam Hussein was pulled out of a hole someplace and bought and paid for with a bunch of Kurdish nationalists? You think that's the truth? Man, send me some of whatever it is you're smoking because God knows I need to get high.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Are you strong enough, amen? And when I show me that I...
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news. You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Tom Hartman Show.
Ta-da! We have caught somebody doing something right. Yes, indeed, folks. Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich has introduced a bill into the United States Congress called the Benjamin Franklin True Patriot Act. And Dennis Kucinich's law would repeal sections of the USA Patriot Act that authorize sneak and peek searches, warrantless library, medical, and financial record services, and the detention and deportation of non-citizens without meaningful judicial review. Beyond the Patriot Act, the bill also cements the fundamental right of attorney-client privilege and restores transparency in the Department of Justice and Homeland Security by revoking FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, Act secrecy orders along with other important provisions. As Dennis Kucinich said, and I quote, after September 11th, Americans did not authorize the deterioration of the first, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 14th Amendments.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
We were young together. We were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark. We did our thinking on the run.
24 past the hour. I'm wore out, man. I'm just worn out. So, let's talk with Jerry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Jerry.
Mike.
Oh, no. What's on your phone?
That's the problem. That's why I can call back.
Yeah.
It'll be tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead and try for a second. If it gets too weird, I may ask you to call back in.
No, it's Mike. It's my phone.
Okay.
I was on a charge phone. It ran out of a charge earlier.
Okay, call back.
But it'll have to be another night.
Well, you can't call back tonight? Well, go ahead and say, get something said.
All right, I'll get something said. I want to be the Democratic speechwriter that provides the line to Howard Dean when he's that excited, Mr. Jorge or Hell Jorge, bring it on.
Yeah?
Yeah. And this was the year that I first learned what a rolling blackout was.
Yeah.
All those of us Americans that depend on electricity in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of this a PR thing that he wants to set up in the Middle East with this Iraqi news?
They've been talking about that. That's part of John Poindexter's trying to imitate Joseph Goebbels. Is there another propaganda machine? That's all these people are capable of.
Did you see? Now, I've seen on the BBC and CBS where we're handing the Iraqis like $60 a month per household stipend, plus we were buying the imams brand new Subarus, and that was on CBS. Did you see that?
What, every mom in Iraq gets a new Subaru?
Yeah, the imams. This is on CBS.
I thought you said moms, M-O-M-S.
No, the imams. Holy men.
Okay, the holy men.
The holy men. We bought the American taxpayer through the U.S. Army, bought every imam in Iran Iraq. Brand new Subaru.
Wow, that's pretty weird, isn't it?
Well, it was this thing on CBS that nobody's talked about, and
yeah.
I brought this up with Al Martin. He indicated that this was part of a further socialist state that Bush is setting up or whatnot.
Oh God, I hadn't heard about that one, Jerry. Somebody will check that out and send me a link if that story is real.
That is true. That was on CBS on this evening with CBS News.
Really,
now, Mike?
Yes.
Thank God, the History Channel's been having the Barbarians this week.
Oh, yeah.
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 There's our fate right there.
There it is.
And that's what the rest of Bush's speech, when you cut Bush off, that's what he was talking about, how cheaply he's going to sell us down the river. He was giving basically all the specs and stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
But to learn how badly an empire can fall through going bankrupt,
yeah.
you must read. It's a short chapter in the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
I don't have a copy.
But if you can, read chapter 4.
Okay.
Chapter 4 in the decline and fall of the Roman Empire shows what our fate will be if this man is reelected?
Well, he won't be. He's going to be defeated. He's going to be run out of town on a rail. Jerry, I'm going to leave it there. That buzz is just about ready to blow the transmitters out here. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you checking in. I'm sorry we had the bad connection there. Well, I apologize. It was his phone, right? We love you, Jerry. We love you, Jerry. Check back in with us. All right, quick break, and we'll come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Or have you abandoned them? From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless killing spree? How many kids can you kill and send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV? Whatever.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Travel can be terrible for animals that are smuggled through the black market. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. When it comes to pets, the United States imports more wild birds, reptiles, fish, and other animals than any other country in the world. Most of these animals enter the country through legal channels, but many are smuggled in, and the traveling often kills them. Craig Hoover is deputy director of the North America Office of Traffic. It's an international organization that monitors trade in wild animals and animal products. Hoover says smuggled animals are often carried under poor conditions. He saw a lot of this when he worked as a wildlife inspector at international ports and airports.
The number of ways that animals are smuggled, for example, into the United States, really boggles the mind. I've seen everything from birds stuffed into tennis ball cans, inserted into false compartments in vehicles. I had an individual who tried to smuggle a live toucan taped to the small of his back. There have been examples of primates, small monkeys that have been smuggled inside hand luggage. Really, the list goes on, and it becomes more and more bizarre the more stories you hear about it.
Hoover says the mortality rate for smuggled animals is high. According to some estimates, for every bird that survives the smuggling, as many as five might die along the way.
However, because the profits can be so large, smugglers still find it worth it to smuggle in 10 animals with the hope that just a few of them make it, they're still going to turn a profit.
Hoover says pet shoppers can help stop these practices. They can ask for documentation that an animal, such as a bird or reptile, was raised by a domestic breeder or was imported through legal means. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with an important public service announcement about sleep deprivation. Many of you are not obtaining the 10 hours of nightly sleep necessary for true patriotic Americans like my husband Georgie because you're staying awake to listen to the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. This dangerous behavior puts you at risk of daytime blackouts, diminished worker productivity, ghastly hallucinations, and erectile dysfunction. So when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Thank you.
position against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Before we go back to your calls, I just have to mention this. This is in the Chicago Tribune today. Here's what it says. Former death row inmate Aaron Patterson got one step closer to a seat in the Illinois legislature Monday when the opposition to his candidacy agreed he had enough valid signatures on his nominating petition. Tom Leach, spokesman for the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners, said, quote, next week he'll be on the ballot, end quote. Now, this is important to me. You remember this guy, don't you, Kathy? Aaron Patterson? He was one of the three people that I worked with extensively to try to overturn unjust convictions that sent them to death row. Now, I don't mean to take any credit here. I mean, after the fact, I got letters from Aaron Patterson. There were two other people, Rolando Cruz and, oh gosh, this is terrible. Another senior moment. This is his third one tonight, third one this hour. But guys who had been convicted of crimes they did not commit and sentenced to death. These are former death row inmates. Now, the people who did the hard work was the journalism class at Northwestern University and the professor that ran that class. And it got so bad or so good, depending on your point of view, that finally George Ryan, the governor of Illinois, Republican governor of Illinois, declared a complete amnesty for every single death row inmate. The reason for it, I believe the number was 12 or 14 death row inmates had to be freed, not on a technicality, but because they were innocent. And in the same period of time, going back to the reinstitution of the death penalty, 12 or 14, I'm not sure the number, had been executed. The failure rate of the Illinois justice system was 50%. Just unbelievable. Aaron Patterson, I did have his mother on the program one night, maybe twice, I think, once in the studio with one of the attorneys working to get Aaron off death row, and then once via the telephone. Finally, Aaron Patterson was released. Finally, the justice system in Illinois acknowledged that they had convicted unjustly and wrongly a man who was innocent of what he'd been convicted of. He spent 17 years. Jesus, God. And you and I bitch when we have to spend an extra half an hour in traffic, right? 17 years behind bars on death row most of that time for the stabbing deaths of a Southside Chicago couple. He maintained his innocence throughout. He refused to sign a confession. He was tortured and beaten by the police. That's how they got him to admit during his interrogation that he was responsible, although he refused to sign a confession. He was convicted. He was freed a couple of years ago, just recently. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was just last year, 2003. And it appears he's going to run for the Illinois legislature. And if he runs, he will be elected. So I just had to mention that. I just had to mention that. I mean, when I see something like that, I was just a tiny, tiny little sliver of a blink of an eyelash of Aaron Patterson's life. And it just so happened that when he was making his most vigorous moves with his friends on the outside to have his illegal and unjust, well, it was legal, but his unjust, immoral conviction overturned, I happened to arrive in Chicago. And I met, I met his mother, talked with his brother, and Aaron Patterson was freed about a year ago. And now is running for the Illinois legislature. Bless your heart, Aaron Patterson. I hope you get elected. I just hope you get elected. That's all. Had to mention that. No big deal. Well, it is a big deal. Russ is calling from Santa Cruz. Hey, Russ.
Hey, Mike. I better have something good to say because I waited for a while.
You didn't wait that long. What'd you wait, 20 minutes?
Well, you've gotten popular over the years.
Oh, well, thank you.
I thought you had some good points earlier, and you said just about everything I had to say. No, I accidentally turned on the TV and watched some of the the speech. And
yeah, well, as long as you took it with the right attitude, Russ.
Oh, man, it was scary.
Well, it's got to be like a Saturday Night Live sketch or Mad TV. You know, that's
I was doing that. I was replacing country with corporations.
Yeah.
And replacing terrorist with Bush administration.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny.
That works. That works when you do that.
But after watching or listening to some Martin Luther King speeches, the comparison is, you know, there's no hope with the Bush administration. It's just more war, and it's like some psycho football pep rally. And so it was I was pretty enraged earlier, but I've mellowed out since I've been on the phone for a while.
Yeah, well, that's why I left you on hold for a while, because I knew it would take a little while for you to calm down.
I mean, you stole my thunder. My blood pressure has gone down a lot.
There you go. There you go.
But I only call when I have a point.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, I recently saw that, you know, I'll take any Democrat over Bush, but I saw that Michael Moore was endorsing Clark and Bart Kopp. And I just, you know, I have some questions about Clark, and I wanted to get some feedback from you.
I'm the wrong person to come to.
I know. You're a Kucinich guy.
Well, no. That's not what I mean. What I mean is I don't have all that much information on Clark. What comes into me from Clark supporters says one thing. What then comes in from people who are supporting some other candidate and are trying to bring some of the negatives out says something else. Mm-hmm. The thing you need to do, and you know this as well as I do, Russ, is you're just going to have to do your own research.
No, I've done some research.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
and I know Clark has voted for Nixon. He voted for Reagan. He voted for Bush Sr. I've seen him giddy about shock and awe. And I know he's been in the business of war for a long time. And I worry about that, yeah, he was against the Iraq war, but, you know, would we still be in another war? And how much difference is there going to be? Sure, Bush is evil, and I'd rather have Wesley Clark. But are the politics, is he going to be able to change the Democratic Party? Is he going to bring the politics further to the left, or is it going to be on the right? I've been a Dean supporter for a while because I'm involved with union work, and he's been endorsed by SEIU.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Kucinich speak, and I've liked Dean because he's outraged. I like that he's angry because there's a lot to be angry about.
Sure.
And I just question Wesley Clark, and I, like other people too, I think it's sad that we've come to a point where we have to look at military experience instead of other qualities. And I think that Fox News is going to rip apart anybody who's the Democrat.
Okay, a couple of points real quick.
Yeah.
First of all, it doesn't mean anything what Fox News does. Fox News are a bunch of psychopaths. Their audience is pathological. It doesn't make any difference. Don't you shouldn't be watching Fox News anyway.
I'm not. No.
All right, as far as Wesley Clark or anybody who is a former flag rank military commander running for public office, I said once about a year ago that as long as we live in a culture, on a planet, among a species that still practices war and death and bombing and murder and so on and so forth, and as long as we are committing our men and now our young women to go fight our wars, then we had better have in the White House only people who have served in the military, and preferably only those who have served in combat. Now, a lot of people questioned me on that, took me to task for it, and said it was BS, crap, what are you talking about? I still stand by that.
You've talked about Max Cleland.
Right.
And that he's a triple amputee.
Right.
And how he got ripped to shreds.
Right.
And I don't think...
Well, it's one thing to rip to shreds somebody like Max Cleland, who aligned himself with George Bush. You know, I live here in Georgia, and I watched Max Cleland's political ads. And Max Cleland showed pictures of him and George Bush. And I do believe that the election was stolen here from Max Cleland, from our former governor. But I also believe that any Democrat who aligns himself with this filthy, murderous demon, George W. Bush, is going to be defeated, because people will see that and say, well, why should I vote for a Democrat who aligns himself with Bush when I can have the real thing? I'll go for the Republican.
Exactly.
So now, as far as Wesley Clark is concerned, I don't have any problem whatsoever, given the times I live in, the planet I live in, the species of which I'm a part. I don't have a problem with a military man of that rank running for president. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I've heard a lot of people say that Wesley Clark was all starry-eyed and lusting after shock and awe. I didn't see that. If that's the way, if that was his reaction, I would say, I question that. Because most military people cannot stand war, because they have been there. They've looked down and seen legs blown off and guts on the street and lungs up against a wall and eyeballs smashed in the pavement and brains all over the nearest palm tree. They have seen that, and they've smelled it, and they've touched it, and they've seen 18 and 19 and 20-year-old boys fall apart in their arms. They have watched people have been napalmed, their skin shuck off. They have seen guts spill out on the ground. So they are not, unless they're psychopathic and totally crazy, they're not about to commit this country to war unless this country's attacked. Now, I have to believe that Wesley Clark fits into that description, graphic description I just came up with. If Wesley Clark is the nominee and I vote for him and he turns out to be a warmonger, then shame on me.
Yeah.
But I don't have any problem with somebody who has served, and I know Wesley Clark has negatives. You show me a human being who doesn't. My man Dennis Kucinich has some negatives. You show me somebody who doesn't have negatives, and I'll show you somebody who's not alive, or somebody who came from the nearest star system, who dropped down on Earth, and they're not really human. All of these people are flawed, every single one of them. I'm flawed, you're flawed, Clark's flawed, Kucinich is flawed, Dean is flawed, everybody's flawed. Your mom is flawed, my auntie is flawed, my children are flawed, your cousin is flawed. We are all flawed, right?
I would just rather vote for a Democrat, and I think Dean, at least he's in the center, kind of, than...
Well, then that's who you should stick with. Stick with him.
I'm telling other people I hope they support Dean, because Clark, I feel, is just another Joe Lieberman, and I think he's going to be a Bush light.
Well, Lieberman never served in the military. Lieberman was never NATO's Supreme Allied Commander. Lieberman never ordered the bombing of Bosnia or wherever the hell it was. So there is a difference. I've said from the beginning, I'm a Kucinich supporter. If you support Dean, then support the hell out of him. Just do everything you possibly can to make sure Howard Dean gets the Democratic Party nomination. If you support Wesley Clark, do the same. And once this primary crap is over, then we Democrats better get behind the candidate, unless it's Joe Lieberman, and work our asses off to get this criminal Nazi regime out of power.
Hey, I want that as a bumper sticker. If anybody's out there can make anybody but Bush and Lieberman 2004.
There you go. That's a good one. Hey, thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. I hate politics. Well, I take that back. I don't hate politics. I hate to see politics in America in 2004. That's what I hate. I hated politics in America in 1996 too, and in 1998, and in 2000, and 2002, and 2004. Well, what the hell? Don't you? Of course you do. I hate the attacks. I hate the negative advertising. I hate all Republicans. They are the spawn of Satan. The only way the Republicans got as much power as they have right now, and it must be taken from them, the only way they got it is because decent people, normal human beings, trusted the fates or trusted the cosmos and decided, well, I don't need to vote. everything's okay. I don't need to vote. And Republicans, because they are weasels, because they are roaches, because they are... What's a low form of life, Kathy? Weasels are not low form of life. They're sneaky. Roaches, silverfish, not amoeba. Silverfish. What else? Stinging red ants. Republicans are vermin. There is no redemption. None for Republicans. They cannot be saved. They cannot be converted. They are condemned to live their miserable little lives and die. And then they all will congregate on the banks of the River Styx and look across and they'll go, oh, you mean we're going to hell? Oh, God. You know, and then the Anubis will show up and their hearts will be weighed. And once the Anubis figures out that they are evil, then they will be cast into Hades, where they'll spend all eternity, right? Okay, so that's what Republicans are. But there are decent human beings in America. They're Democrats, they're liberals, they're progressives. They're believers in our system. They're people who will fight to... They're people like Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean. They're people like Wesley Clark. They're people like John Kerry and John Edwards. And we've got to back them. Whichever one of those people is your person, back him. Back him. For Christ's sake, back him. And if he wins, go out of your way to make sure he gets elected, okay? Because the Anubis is waiting for Republicans. Republicans are all dead people walking around on planet Earth. And once they're gone, the quicker they are gone, the quicker this stench will be removed.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James
Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Boy, I'm going to have to substitute buttermilk tonight for Jack Black. Woo! You talk about riled up. Barry is calling from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
I'd ask you how you are, but I just heard. So. Listen, I caught the last half hour of the speech, but that was enough. And, you know, I'm still trying to get the taste of bile out of my mouth.
I hear that.
I have to ask, what is it that Republicans have against educators?
They're afraid of them because educators teach things like history and anthropology and paleontology and anatomy and physics and astronomy and geology. And that sort of stuff gets you thinking that maybe the Earth wasn't made 6,000 years ago. And maybe the talking snake theory of creation is really just mythology.
That sounds about right. Now, if you caught the little... He only mentioned it for a second, but he talked about professionals in science and math going into school and teaching part-time. This was one of his plans. Now, he was talking about primary and secondary school because, of course, colleges, we already do that. I mean, colleges are already at least half of the classes are taught by part-time adjunct instructors in most colleges.
Right, or TAs teaching.
And they depend on that, and of course we don't have benefits, and the, you know, the wages are very poor. But in secondary schools, at least here in Michigan, where we have a fairly strong teacher union, you know, it's still mostly mostly full-time instructors with good salaries and good benefit packages, and, mm-hmm. and rightly it should be.
Well, that's got to be a stop put to that.
Well, yeah. So, you know, Well, I don't know how many people are out there in the professional world working in math, but yeah, there are a lot of scientists. And he, you know, if you pay attention to what he said, we need to get these people into schools to teach part time. Oh. That's interesting.
Right.
That's interesting. So what, we can start to eliminate and subsidize some of the full-time, well-paid,
yes.
well-benefited jobs?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
You got to destroy that teachers union crap.
Exactly.
Can't have any of that. Hey, Barry, we're out of time.
All right, Mike.
I'm sorry, pal. I know we ran over tonight, and I do apologize because I know you were holding on a long time. You call me back tomorrow. I'll put you on first.
I'll do it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, I got to get rid of those... Cecilia in Winter Park, Florida. I'm sorry. We'll get to you another time, I promise. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Wait a minute, I didn't say. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas, Music Bureau Chief. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. And a partridge in a pear tree. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2004.
No more lies, no more.
This representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.